Okay, I got a couple of news items, and I need your help on this one particular one. Earlier this week, I just want to let you know, too, you can join in on the fun. 749-1035 if you want to call in and just share some of the happiness. We've got so much happiness, we're going to take it right through the telephone line right back into your home. So give us a call, 749-1035, if you've got a home improvement question, a story to tell. Maybe you've been in the pods at the Gateway Arch, you know, in St. Louis. But anyway, earlier this week, I had a meeting up at the University of Cincinnati with a geology professor and a person who's a professional geologist. They invited me to help them teach a course in about, 11 days or so at the Cincinnati Board of Realtors. And what this course is about, it's really a neat course. It's 3 hours of classroom work followed by a 3-hour field trip to actually go see a bunch of the things that we talk about. And if you are new to the show, what you need to realize is that that's what my college degree is in geology, so that's why they asked me to help teach it, because I've got this building background, and a lot of the things that they kind of talk about have to do with how houses and buildings interact with the surface of the earth. Anyway, so they're showing me a bunch of the stuff they're going to talk about, which is landslides. And they had some neat historical photographs of the city, you know, back, 100, even 130 years ago. But there's this striking absence of photos of the Cincinnati hillsides back in that time period. And, you know, they've gone to the Cincinnati Historical Society. They've tried to scour everywhere. But I'm convinced that you have in your house some old memorabilia that some of your relatives who took photos of the, imagine, for example, that you were in downtown Cincinnati with a camera, 140 years ago, and you aimed the camera at Price Hill or over at Mount Adams or things like that, and you took a photo. Well, that's the kind of photos this professor's looking for. And they don't want to buy them from you. They just want to borrow them to scan them. So if you have got some old photos of the hillsides of Cincinnati or northern Kentucky, they need it. I mean, this is really, really needed for posterity. So can you look through your – can you do me a huge favor? Can you do actually a bunch of people in the future a big favor and look through any of those old photo albums that you might have, your own photo albums, and – you know, see if you've got photos like that. They would really, really, really appreciate it. And it would help actually build the knowledge base for the area. And what we're looking for, actually what they're looking for in those photos, a lot of people don't realize this, but we actually had on the edges of the hillsides rock quarries. I know it sounds crazy, but think about it. Have you ever noticed a bunch of the older buildings in town that have these beautiful stone foundations? Well, where do you think all of that stone that was the same exact thickness came from? They just didn't go down to the creek beds and pick that out. They actually quarried into the hillsides and created and found these beds of limestone that were the exact same thickness. And they actually chopped them up and made them the right size. And there are quite a few of those around. I'll give you an example. Here in the Clifton area, not too awful far from the radio station where we're broadcasting right now, is Fairview Park. Fairview Park was one of the old rock quarries, and it just got turned into a city park. So anyway, if you've got photos of this quarrying activity, the rock quarries, boy, would they love to have them. They just want to scan them. All right, enough of that point.